You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
A food desert. That's how folks involved in the Westside Food Collaborative, a grassroots food justice group, describe the South Granville neighborhood. And it's not just South Granville, but other neighborhoods on the West Side that were once neighborhoods with lots of food options for local residents. The Food Collaborative has decided to try to tackle the issue and increase awareness of food justice issues in neighborhoods that are frequently seen as privileged and without issues of food accessibility and affordability. This week, as part of the Plenty campaign, the first Westside Mobile Food Market went out into the community to begin a year-long pilot project of bringing fresh and healthy foods to Westside residents who need it. Juji Fodor is the coordinator of the Westside Food Collaborative, and she joins me on the phone now. Welcome, Juji, to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Thank you.
So the first question I have is, what is a food desert?
Food desert is thought of as an area, usually at a neighborhood scale, where there isn't easy access for people to get to healthy, fresh, affordable food. So it could be that there aren't any retail options in the commercial areas, that there aren't commercial areas that are close to where people are living. And it could also be that there are those areas, but that folks aren't able to get to them for reasons of health or mobility or finances or so on.
I go into the drugstore to get my medication, and I see a food section there. Does that qualify as a response to a food desert?
It could, but I would be interested to see what the products are there and whether they're actually fresh and nutritious or whether it's processed package items and what the price is like for the people trying to access it. There are some food options in some pharmacies or drugstores, but often you're not able to get all your fruits and your vegetables and those types of items when you're doing your purchasing there.
Who are the residents in the West Side who are most affected by the lack of local affordable groceries?
We did a study in 2007 that found that it was quite diverse and not that different from the East Side or other parts of the city. The one that really stood out were seniors, but there's also lots of basement renters. We think about the student population on the West Side. That's a big group that's affected. Single-parent families, people living on lower fixed incomes. So with this project, we have chosen to focus on seniors specifically, but it's actually quite diverse, the folks that are facing barriers to accessing food on the West Side, and I think that there are some surprising groups in there for folks as well.
So let's try and put a face on the reality of the groups you mentioned. Maybe we could take a senior you've met who needs more food security.
Yeah, we met a senior who's featured in, there's two seniors featured in the videos for our Plenty campaign, and one of them, her name is Marcia, and she has arthritis and is not always able to, as she explains in the video, able to go out to the store. So she needs to make that decision, do I really, really need to go shopping today, or can I wait it out and stay home and take care of myself? That's a really common story on the West Side and in South Granville, where it's a lot of mostly women who are single, elderly, want to age in place, are on a pension or another fixed income, and are living alone maybe for the first time and increasingly facing some health and mobility issues like arthritis, for example.
Now, your response to this is to set up a mobile food market. How does it operate?
Yeah, we've had our first week of it this week, and it is in the back of a truck, so we drive it around to two different hubs where we know people are already going to, so the South Granville Senior Center and the Marple Place Neighborhood House, and basically sell fruits and vegetables out of the back of the truck.
And did you go prior to going to these places you've just mentioned, did you circulate information that you would be there at a particular time?
We did, yeah. We actually did a consultation with both locations to ask participants, seniors, there what kind of hours would work for them, what they wanted to see at the market, what kind of format would work, and we really used that to inform what the model would be. So it's quite responsive to both those neighborhoods and to the people who are going to be frequenting it. And we saw people coming out from the consultations to both the markets on Thursday. So that was really exciting to see that people actually do want to have something like this in their neighborhood and were really responsive to it.
And what other things are you doing as part of the Plenty campaign?
We're also going to be at the farmers markets and a few other events around town, not with the market itself, but to raise awareness about the issues that the market is addressing. So there's a schedule of events and locations that we'll be at on the Plenty campaign website, plentycampaign.ca, and we have a pledge that people can sign to show their support for the issue. There's different information and resources for people who want to know more, and we're really excited to see what doing that awareness building and education piece can lead to on top of the immediate response of the market.
And you mentioned when you told me of one of the people who's responding to the needs that you're trying to satisfy, that she was part of a video. Tell us a little bit more about those videos.
Mm-hmm. We have some amazing project partners who are just making this whole thing an even better reality than we dreamt of. And one of them is the Planted Food Network. They work with a group called Charity Express. So what they've done for us with us is the Plenty campaign, which has the video series to share the stories that we know anecdotally or from the relationships that we have in the neighborhood, but to give those a larger audience and a larger voice. So they are the ones that have really put together that campaign for us that we can draw on to look at the broader issue and the broader systems of what's actually going on here. So it'll be happening in conjunction with the market season, so from July until the end of September, and it'll have that on-the-street outreach component as well as the online component.
Now, I said in the introduction that there have been places where there has been food variety, but then it's disappeared now. What are the factors that have contributed to a loss of food variety at local food stores in places like South Granville and Kerrisdale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, South Granville is a great example that we've worked with the most intimately. And there used to be a green grocer, a baker, a butcher, a family restaurant called the Normandy, and over the last decade or so, all those businesses were pushed out from the neighborhoods. They can't afford the rent or to be there anymore, and the residents who live in the rental buildings in that place are in a really similar situation. So it's really led to a very quick transformation of the commercial area in that neighborhood where the people are still there, and it's their home for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they have a right to age in place as long as they can. But as Elizabeth says, another senior who's in one of our videos, what happened to us? What happened to us in this commercial area? Why can't I walk out my door and get a loaf of bread, an apple, so on?
Yeah, I know that's I live in North Burnaby, and I know that's happening too, with new condo developments going up and rents going up, and so commercial businesses can no longer afford the costs. What hopes do you have for your campaign?
I hope that it challenges the popular notion that the West Side is well off and there isn't any sort of need for action or advocacy or changes there. And I am particularly excited to see what doing the campaign and what doing the mobile market can lead to in terms of the more long-term sustainable solutions for addressing food access on the West Side. I don't think, working in the nonprofit sector for a few years now, that it is a sustainable solution to have community groups, nonprofits writing grants every year to try and fill these gaps. Food is much larger. It's a much larger system than that. So we need to be working in tandem with other sectors and other partners to really look at more of the cause and the systemic issues that are leading to this reality instead of doing projects that just put on band-aids and are inherently unsustainable themselves.
So how can people find out more about the mobile food market?
They can visit us at plentycampaign.ca, and that'll have all the information to get in touch with myself and the rest of the team, where the campaign will be on the streets, where the market will be, and can connect with anyone who's interested from there.
Okay. Are there any particular locations you want to mention?
We're going to be at a few of the Vancouver farmers markets, and we'll be at Kitts Beach in the coming week or so, looking at also doing some outreach on West 4th, and the calendar will be updated as soon as we have all those dates.
Wonderful, and best of luck with this project.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Suzy Fodor. She's the coordinator of the West Side Food Collaborative, and you can find out more, as she said, by going to plentycampaign.ca.